name's Cynthia Wilson, and this message is for you. This podcast covers micromotivators to encourage you to act because small actions can make a big difference in your life. Welcome to episode 20. Today's message is track your credit cards. It's never a good thing to get a message from your credit card company about a purchase that you didn't make. So, what are some things that you can do to safeguard yourself? And what are some things that you need to know about your credit card? First and foremost, change your passwords regularly. There's news about password breaches constantly. You probably have gotten several emails over the years about your passwords needing to change or getting a notification from a company that had a breach. This week, it was Google, Facebook, and Apple. How many people have credit cards associated with those accounts? Millions, right? This is a great time to change those passwords. Here are a few things to look at when signing up for a credit card. Does the card have an annual fee? What is the interest rate? What type of rewards does it offer? Will you be using the card for a single purchase that you need now from a particular store? Or is it one that you will be using on an ongoing basis for your general purchases? It's important to analyze these things about the credit card. The number of credit cards that you have can also impact your credit. So think about that before signing up for the next store card. You should pay your credit cards in full each month. It will save you lots of money in interest payments. I must admit, I learned this the hard way. I got my first credit card in college and I had a tendency to spend. After, admittedly, years, I was able to pay little by little, a bit more, and spend a bit less to pay down all the balances on a credit card. This got me to the point where I could pay off my credit card's monthly basis, and it helped me to save lots of money on the interest payments that I was making. This may mean living below your means or delaying purchases, but you can do this too. However, if even this seems too hard at the moment, just start with making on-time payments. Late payments can hurt your credit score and can cause you to incur additional fees. If you are facing additional financial hardships, call your credit card company to see what you can work out with them. While it is great to have credit cards with cash rewards, you must remember to use the cash back and discounts wisely. Don't spend just to earn them. Evaluate the value. Do you really need the item? Or do you really need it now? Can you monitor price adjustments over time to ensure that you're getting a good deal? Also, take a look at how you use the rewards. Do you have one credit card with 2% cash back and another that would give you 5% when shopping in certain categories? Pay attention to see how to make the most of your money. When cashing in rewards, would it be more helpful to pay down your balance with the rewards or treat yourself to a meal or other item? Remember, if you do apply your rewards towards your balance, it won't count as a payment. So even if you have the minimum payment in rewards, you must still make a payment each month. Many credit cards also allow you to have cash advances. Avoid these cash advances that are an option with your credit card. These come with high fees. You'll pay lots of extra interest, and you would really only want to use these in the case of a true emergency. That designer handbag is not a true emergency. Another thing to watch is how much of the credit that you have available are you actually using? Try to use less than 30% of your available credit. So if you have a $5,000 limit, then try to keep your balance under $1,500. All of these things contribute to your credit score. It's important to know your score and what it means. A credit score is also known as FICO, F-I-C-O, and that stands for Fair Isaac Corporation. This corporation developed a method for calculating credit scores based on information collected by the credit reporting agencies. There are three credit bureaus in the United States: Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. Sometimes your credit card will have your credit score available. You can see that right in your statement or online. But if they don't, know that you are entitled to a free credit score annually. You can go to https://www.usa.gov/credit-reports for more information. If your first credit card came with a high interest rate and you have had it for a while, call your credit card company and ask for a lower interest rate. They will likely lower it if you have been paying your bills on time. This could save you some money in times where you may need to carry an interest even for a short time. So please, track your credit cards. And remember, this message is for you.